Gita Madhurya, chapter 17. The Lord in the 23rd verse of the 16th chapter declared that he who, having cast aside the ordinances of the scriptures, acts under the impulse of desire, attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme goal. Listening to the Lord's statement, Arjun thinks that only a few people know those ordinances, but they worship the gods, etc., according to their caste, social order and family tradition, impressions on mind, etc. So, Arjun wants to know where such people stand. Therefore, he puts the question to Lord Krishna in the first verse. Arjun said, O Lord, what is the nature of the faith of those who, casting aside scriptural injunctions, perform sacrifice and worship with faith? Is it sattvic, rajasic or tamasic? Sri Bhagwan said, the faith of men born of their nature is of three kinds, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Arjun said, why is it of three kinds? Lord Krishna said, O Bharat, the faith of man is in accordance with his natural disposition. Faith constitutes the very being of man. Therefore, whatever the nature of his faith, that verily he is. Arjun said, how to identify the nature of that faith? Lord Krishna said, men of sattvic disposition worship the gods. Those of rajasic disposition worship yakshas or genies and rakshasas or demons, while those of tamasic disposition worship spirits and ghosts. Arjun said, how to identify those men who have no faith, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, those lacking faith practice austere penance not enjoined by the scriptures and are full of hypocrisy, egoism, desire and attachment. They torture the aggregate of elements that constitute their body, and me who dwells in their inner body know them to be of demoniacal resolve. Arjun said, O Lord, you have told me the means to know the men by their worship and penance, but how to know the men who do not practice worship and penance, etc.? Lord Krishna said, they can be known by the food they relish, because the food also, which is dear to all according to their nature, is of three kinds. So are sacrifice, penance and charity. Now hear their distinction. Arjun said, which foods are dear to the sattvic type of men? Lord Krishna said, foods which promote longevity, purity, strength, health, joy and cheerfulness, which are savory, oleaginous, nourishing and agreeable, are dear to the sattvic type of men. Arjun said, which foods are dear to the rajasic type of men? Lord Krishna said, foods which are bitter, sour, salted, very hot, pungent, dry, burning and giving rise to pain, grief and illness are dear to the rajasic type of men. Arjun said, which food is liked by the tamasic type of men? Lord Krishna said, food which is half-cooked, insipid, stinking, such as wine, onion, garlic, etc., stale, polluted and very impure, such as meat, fish, egg, etc., is liked by the tamasic type of men. Arjun said, O Lord, you ordered me to hear three kinds of sacrifice, penance and charity. Now tell me the three kinds of sacrifice. The Lord declared that the nature of a man's faith is identified by his worship and food. Such a man renounces the scriptural ordinance because of his ignorance. But how to identify the man who performs virtuous actions such as sacrifice, etc., according to the scriptural ordinance? In order to explain this, the Lord orders to hear three types of sacrifice, penance and charity. Lord Krishna said, the sacrifice which is performed by men as a duty enjoined by the scriptural ordinance, having no desire for fruit, is the sattvic type of sacrifice. Arjun said, "What is rajasic sacrifice?" Lord Krishna said, "The sacrifice which is offered in expectation of fruit, or for selfish motive, or for ostentation, know it to be rajasic." Arjun said, "What is tamasic sacrifice?" Lord Krishna said, "The sacrifice which is without sanction of the scriptures, in which no food is distributed, no mantras or sacred formulas are chanted, and no fees are paid to the officiating priest, and which is devoid of faith, is known as tamasic." Arjun said, "O Lord, how many kinds of austerity are there?" Lord Krishna said, "Austerity is of three kinds, of body, mind, and speech. Worship of the gods, of Brahmins, of teachers, and of the liberated souls, purity of the body by cleaning it with water, earth, etc., uprightness, continence, and non-violence, this is called austerity of the body." Arjun said, "What is austerity of speech?" Lord Krishna said, "Unoffensive, truthful, agreeable and beneficial speech, and practice of the study of the sacred texts, and constant repetition of the divine name. This is called austerity of speech." Arjun said, "What is austerity of mind?" Lord Krishna said, "Cheerfulness of mind, serenity, habit of meditation on God, self-control, and purity of disposition. This is called austerity of mind. If the threefold austerity is performed with supreme faith by men having no desire for fruit, it is called sattvic." Arjun said, "What is rajasic austerity, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "The austerity which is practiced with the object of winning respect, honor and worship, or for ostentation, and is unstable and transitory in effect, is said to be rajasic." Arjun said, "What is tamasic austerity?" Lord Krishna said, "The austerity done under a deluded understanding, with self-torture, or with the object of causing injury to others, is said to be tamasic." Arjun said, "O Lord, now will you also tell the threefold gift or charity?" Lord Krishna said, "The gift which is offered to one who can make no return, with a feeling that it is one's duty to give, and which is given at the right place and time, and to a worthy or deserving person, that gift is held sattvic." Arjun said, "What is rajasic gift?" Lord Krishna said, "The gift which is offered with a view to get some service in return, or looking for its fruit, or grudgingly, is said to be rajasic." Arjun said, "What is tamasic gift?" Lord Krishna said, "The gift which is offered at an improper place and time, to undeserving persons, in a disrespectful and insulting manner, is said to be tamasic." Arjun said, "O Lord, how should a man having faith begin activities such as sacrifice, austerity and gift, etc., which are sanctioned by the scriptures?" Lord Krishna said, "Om Tat Sat. This has been declared to be the threefold designation of the Supreme Soul. At the beginning of the creation, the Brahmins, the Vedas and sacrifices were created by Him. Therefore, such activities as sacrifice, etc., should be begun by remembering the name of the Supreme Soul." Arjun said, "O Lord, where is Om uttered?" Lord Krishna said, "Acts of sacrifice, gift and austerity, as enjoined by the scriptures, are always commenced with the utterance of the word Om by those who believe in Vedic principles." Arjun said, "Where is the term Tat used, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "With the idea that everything is for the supreme soul called Tat. Various kinds of sacrifice, penance and gift are performed by the seekers of liberation without desiring any fruit in return. Arjun said, Where is the term Sat used? Lord Krishna said, O Parth, the divine name Sat is used in the sense of truth and goodness, and it is also used in the sense of praiseworthy act. Steadfastness or faith in sacrifice, austerity and gift is also designated as Sat. Not only this, but every action performed for the sake of the Lord is called Sat. Arjun said, O Lord, which actions are called Asat or non-existent? Lord Krishna said, O Parth, whatever sacrifice, gift offered and austerity performed, as well as any other act which are performed without faith are called Asat. They are of no account either here or hereafter, that is, they cannot bear Sat fruit anywhere. End of chapter 17.